We are ready for some fast pitch softball action for you. They're playing a bit of a round robin event here in Randolph, and we got some really good teams here. The Randolph Rockets just defeated the La Crescent Lancers, who came into that game with just three losses on the season. 7-0 was the final score there. Next, we got La Crescent playing Cannon Falls. That's the game you'll hear here. And right after this game, Randolph and Cannon Falls will go toe-to-toe, just 5 miles apart, two excellent teams. Randolph comes into this tournament undefeated. And, of course, Cannon Falls has just three losses on the season as well. So some excellent fast-pitch teams. These are all in the same section, so this is huge in terms of section seedings. We're in the final week this next week of the regular season. The Lancers are being introduced to the crowd, and there's a good crowd on hand here on an absolutely picture-perfect day in Randolph, Minnesota. The weather forecast could not be any better. We're talking about a high expected to be 76 degrees. Currently it's 69 here in, or actually it just popped up to 70 degrees here in Randolph. 70 degrees is our current temperature. Number 11. The winds are out of the northeast at 9, gusting to just 11 miles per hour. So absolutely gorgeous weather for this event here today. And Gordy Kosfeld of the KDHL Sports Microphone, proud to bring it to you. Courtesy of Keith Meyer, Certified Financial Planning, Northland Safety Solutions. Out of Cannon Falls. Mesa Spring Garden Insurance Agency. The Nelson Insurance Agency, both out of Cannon Falls. They're also bringing you our broadcast of this game, and then we'll have the Randolph game against Cannon Falls next as well on these airwaves. As the Bombers are the home team, so they have just taken the field. And literally seconds ago got the lineup here, so I'm reading it off the lineup card. And, of course, it's not working the way it's supposed to work. When you hit your phone and then the video comes on when you don't want the video to come on, what's that all about? All right, here we go. They're on the field right now. Emma Templin is the pitcher. Her battery mate, see if I can read the numbers on this right, Maya Menge. At first base is Avery Rustad. At second base is Chloe Schoquist. At shortstop is Allie Pagel. At third base, we see Josie Schoquist. Out in left field is Rihanna Gomes. In center field, it's Anna Ritz. And in right field, it's Claire Myers. That's the defensive alignment for the Bombers. They're in their red tops, black pants. Virtually all of them are wearing the red socks outside the black pants. They have white numerals with black trim. And I think it says Bombers across the front of their uniforms as they're concluding their infield here. Man, they do things like clockwork here. When they say they're going to start at noon, which is going to be a couple minutes after, but that's incredible when you consider there were games before it. That's amazing. It's not going to be too far off that for a first pitch time. They have four people listed here as players on the bench for Cannon Falls. As our first pitch delivered will be about 12:04. Stepping in is the, oh boy, I gotta read my own writing here. First pitch is way outside. 1-0, that was not even close. And she looks like she might have turned her ankle on that pitch. Templin may have turned her ankle. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the outside corner. She was flexing it like she has. She's limping out there. She might have turned it, which would be a big blow, of course, for the Bombers. She's their top pitcher. They have three pitchers listed here in their stats. Yep, she's working that left ankle. She came down on it wrong, and the pitch. And you come down on it a lot. Here's a, well, I'm going to guess they're going to give her a hit on that. Even if the shortstop had backhanded that, I doubt she throws her out. So a runner at first, nobody out, and that'll bring up Nadia Woodard, the center fielder. Woodard wears number 6 on the back of her uniform. LaCrescent wearing the Kelly Green socks outside the white pants. They got green primarily in their uniform with black on the shoulders, and the pitch is inside for a ball 1-0. And boy, that can really throw you off. You got a bum ankle and you're trying to fast pitch. You put a lot of weight on that ankle. It's your plant foot too. And the pitch is chopped foul. 1-1 the count. Hopefully she can walk it off here. Looks like she may have already done that, actually. She fidgets with the ball, and right-handed hitter steps back in. And the pitch. Bunted, and it's foul. Probably see a fair amount of small ball in this. All these teams are very good, and they know they're going to need to have that at the state tournament. All these teams are in the same section, so this is going to be huge for section seeds. All the section games of the first couple of rounds are being played in Rochester. Not at the high seed like they used to, and the pitch is a roller in the dirt. He's going to, what a great throw down to second base, and they got her by at least 2 feet. Ball got kind of away from the catcher for an instant, but man, oh man, that was a bullet thrown down to second base. Again, the catcher is Maya Mengi. She's got a cannon for an arm. The pitch is hit to third base. Good glove job and throw her out. So two down here as they ran themselves out of an out, into an out, I should say, and Allie Knutson steps in, the left fielder. Knutson wears number 10 on the back of her uniform. Right-handed hitter swinging a white bat. Again, LaCrescent lost to Randolph in the game previous to this, 7-0. Swing and a miss, so now they're 10-4 on the season. Cannon Falls comes into this game with a record of 12-3. She's very up in the box, and the pitch is hammered right back to her, and Templin will throw her out at first base. So after a little bit of a scare with a turned ankle there, she looks like she did walk that off a bit. She's not limping anymore. And she's coming off here. And that's good news for Cannon Falls Bomber fans. No runs. There was one hit. No errors. And nobody left on base because they gunned down the person who tried to advance to second. Man, was that a throw. We'll go to the bottom of the first here with no score. You're listening to Fast Pitch Softball Action. Some really good teams going toe-to-toe here in Randolph, Minnesota today on the mighty 920. KDHL, Southern Minnesota sports leader on KDHL-AM, Faribault, Minnesota, a Town Square media station. We've been around for over 70 years.
Are you prepared for your retirement journey? My name is Keith Myers, and I help people retire with confidence. Retirement planning is more than just about saving money. It's about taking the right steps to ensure a smooth and stress-free transition. And we're here to help guide you every step of the way. After over 2 decades of helping people retire, I've developed a retirement countdown checklist, and I'll share it with you at no cost if you visit us at www.keithmyers.com. We look forward to helping you retire with confidence. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Mosaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Yeah, just a great guy, Keith Myers, over at Certified Financial Planning. No strikeouts in the top of the inning for the Cannon Falls pitcher against this very good LaCrescent team. They do have some black striping, it looks like, on their jersey tops that I didn't notice when they were at the plate. It says Lancers across the front of their uniform. They just got done playing, so the beauty of this sport is games never last long. Even if you go the extra innings, it's not going to be super long.
Catcher, Maya Mengi.
So Maya Mengi will step in. She's the catcher who threw that bullet down to second base. She's leading off here. Wears number 3 in her uniform. She'll step in with a red sleeve on her right arm, and she's got red batting gloves as a righty's pitch is up high, 1-0. The pitcher for the LaCrescent Lancers, Lexi Keithall. as she rocks and delivers. Fall ball straight back, 1-1 the count to Mingy. Let's see if I can find my stats here for Cannon Falls. Trying to jockey between that and the lineup card on the phone. And the pitch. Wee high, and it's 2-1. 2-1 the count to Maya Mengi. We'll go to the batting here. Mengi hitting .550 on the season. Oh, my word. That leads the team. I should hope so. And the pitch. Way high again. It's 3-1. I guess I didn't get here soon enough to see if this young woman, did she pitch the other game? She pitched half the game. Okay. La Crescent doesn't have their stats on this that I can see, and the pitch is outside. She walked the first batter she sees. So a walk to start the game, and Josie Schoquist will step in.
Third baseman, Josie Schoquist.
Josie is hitting .367 on the season. She's a left-handed hitter. Looking at her lineup, the wristband there, they're hollering out the play, and unlike the signs they did when I was a kid, the pitch is up high, and she's missing high all the time here. 1-0 the count. This young lady wears number 20 on the back of her uniform. They don't have rosters here to tell you what grades they're in, so I can't share that with you. And the pitch is a high fly ball that the left fielder will make the catch in foul territory. So one down. And that'll bring up the center fielder, Anna Ritz. Wears number 11 on her uniform.
Anna Ritz.
Ritz is hitting .354 as an on-base percentage of .404. By the way, Mengi's on-base percentage coming into this game is .660. Wow. We're talking fast pitch, folks. This isn't slow pitch. Pitch is outside. 1-0 to Ritz. One down here in the bottom of the first inning. As the righty's pitch is hit, and it's going to be a base hit, too. Talk about a perfectly placed hit in shallow left field. So Ritz picks up the single. And runners are at first and second, and Cannon Falls is in business here in the first inning.
First baseman, Avery Brewster.
And now we got a jockey back to the lineup card on the camera. And tell you that this is Avery Rustad. The first pitch is, I thought she foul tipped it, but I guess not. The runners advance to second and third. And there's a strike on the first pitch. I guess she didn't foul tip it, or they'd be back at the bases. Anyway, Rustad's the first baseman. As he barks out a strike, it's 0-2. Avery, a right-handed hitter. Steps Barry up in the box. And the Reddy's pitch. Outside. 1-2. At third is catcher Mengi. At second is third baseman Schoquist. Watching her warm up, boy, she's got a good arm too there. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Swung at some high cheese. First strikeout. And that'll bring up Emma Templin, the pitcher. Can help her cause here.
Emma Templin.
Templin, a right-handed hitter. She's also up in the box a bit, but open stance. Pitches up high and wide, and it's 1-0. Runners at second and third and two down here in the bottom of the first. She wears white batting gloves as the righty's pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1 to count to Emma Templin. Templin's not limping anymore. She looked like she may have turned her ankle in the first pitch of the game, and she worked it out as the righty's pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2, and one pitch away from getting out of this inning is Kiesel. Kiesel signs to her catcher what she's going to throw. Interesting. And the pitch. Ooh, just missed the inside corner. She's smiling from ear to ear. That was a good pitch. That's exactly the thing I would have called for. Something way inside like that after that outside pitch. So we got a 2-2 count as the righty's pitch. Swing and a miss, and she struck her out. Struck out the last two. That's a good job of controlling the base pads, man. You had runners at second and third, and the Bombers couldn't get anyone across the plate. They do have one hit. There were no runs. There were no errors. Two runners were left, both of them in scoring position. And, of course, the Bombers are hoping that, my friends, is not a trend. Northland Safety Solutions brings you our scoreboard. Northland Safety Solutions in Cannon Falls. Exactly what the name says. They provide safety solutions for businesses all across the Northland. We have no score after one full inning in the top of the second for La Crescent. It'll be hitters 4, 5, and 6 in the order. This is Fast Pitch Softball on KDSL.
When it comes to working at heights, safety should always come first. That's where Northland Safety Solutions comes in. Northland Safety Solutions is a design-build firm specializing in engineered fall protection systems. Based in Cannon Falls since 2015, they service businesses in Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Iowa, Indiana, and Illinois. They look forward to working with you to address your particular fall protection exposures. Learn more at NorthlandSafety.com. Northland Safety Solutions wishes good luck to the Bombers.
I misspoke earlier. Pagel actually has the most innings pitched on this Cannon Falls team. Coming into today, she had 71 and two-thirds innings pitched. Templin has thrown 23 innings coming into today. And then Litschke has two innings pitched. So Templin has the first pitch is a ball 1-0 to Addie Marilla.
Yeah.
And I must have wrote my number in wrong. The pitch is a high fly ball that is caught. Boy, it was hit right to her. You couldn't have thrown her the ball better than that. Can I see that La Crescent lineup card, please? I wrote the number wrong on here. In terms of the position, that's what you do when you're in a hurry. Yeah, that's a 9, not a 1. Addie Marilla is actually the pitcher who just popped out, and that'll bring up Abby Ernster, the designated player, and the first pitch is a strike, 0-1. Templin has given up 30 hits. In 23 and a third innings coming into today, it's 0-2. And she fidgets with that ball on the pitch. It almost hit her in the head, 1-2. Next offering is high as well. It's 2-2. She threw 6 strikes. 3 balls, 9 total pitches in the first inning. Pitches outside corner, strike 3, your first strikeout. You never strike out when you do your financial planning with Keith Myers.
First baseman, Malaya Moldenhauer.
Twenty-three runs, 13 of them earned coming into today, 8 walks, and that was her 19th strikeout. As 1-0 the count to Malia Moldenhauer, the first baseman, left-handed hitter, very up in the box. Hits it right back up the middle. So a base hit by Moldenhauer. Puts a runner at first with 2 down. That'll bring up Lydia Kimball, the shortstop.
Shortstop, Lydia Kimball.
The Bombers have given up 11 stolen bases on the season, caught stealing 4 runners. Pitches outside, 1-0. At least that's what their stats say here. That's the Adam. Hitters are hitting 283 off Templin. She almost hit her. 2-0 the count. Actually, it must have hit her. He's saying going to first base. So runners at first and second with two down. And
third baseman, Ireland Johnson.
Ireland, that's an interesting name. She's a third baseman. Where's number 14? I couldn't read that writing, so I was waiting for the PA guy to announce it for me. 0-1 the count. I thought it was an L, but it's an I, huh? Right-handed hitter. And the righty's pitch. It's high. 1-1 the count to Johnson. Runners at first and second. They got two quick outs. And now they got something brewing here in the second. No score yet. Pitches inside, and it's 2-1. Boy, Templin wastes no time, man. Get the ball, throw the ball. Get the ball, throw the ball. I love it. And she'll kick and deliver. Ooh. Just got a piece of it. 2-2. Looked like it might have been a changeup. A pretty good one, too. At least she took some speed off of it anyway. Then the pitch is high. We got a full count to the number 8 hitter in the order. They do have food here if you're in the neighborhood and want to come out and watch. And the pitch is popped over the street, 3-2. I had to park in the school parking lot a ways away. There are a lot of vehicles here, a lot of people in Randolph today. And the pitch, tried to throw a changeup and couldn't control it. It's a walk. Her first walk. Bases are juiced. Ella Gates, the number 9 hitter. The second baseman steps in. Where's number 5? So a big hitter here. For both teams. Bags are juiced with two down in the second. Swings and just gets a piece of it, 0-1. Templin walks back toward the back of that circle and then gets ready to deliver the next pitch. It's hit towards short. Nice fielding job and throws her out. So they get the bags juiced, but they're not able to score. The La Crescent Lancers, they do pick up one hit in the inning. There was a hit batsman and a walk. No runs scored, and the bags were juiced when the inning came to a close. Or I should say the half inning. We go to the bottom of the second. It'll be hitters 6, 7, and 8 in the order. Northland Safety Solutions bringing you our scoreboard that says nothing but goose eggs. I mean, seriously. It says 0-0-0 on the top and 0-0-0 all over the scoreboard. There's nothing but goose eggs.
In business, time is money. Grinnell Mutual and Vesa Spring Guard Mutual Business Insurance is designed to get you back in business as soon as possible after a loss. Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company and Vesa Spring Guard Mutual offers many specialized coverage sure to fit your unique insurance needs. Call to review your coverages and get a competitive quote. Call Mark Schulquist or Tanner Carlson at the Nelson Insurance Agency today in Cannon Falls. 507-263-3812.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. It'll be hitters 6, 7, 8 in the order for Cannon Falls.
For the Bombers. Shortstop, Allie Pagel.
So Allie Pagel, who's actually the top pitcher for Cannon Falls, playing shortstop in this game, is leading off to start the second inning. And I missaid the pitcher earlier because I wrote the number wrong in my... It's Addie Marilla in the pitching circle. Swing and a miss. 0-1 to count to Pagel. Right-handed hitter. Allie will step back in here. As a righty, they're looking. She may bunt, and the pitch is missed. 1-1. 16 pitches, 9 of them strikes thrown by Marilla in the first inning. Our pitch counts a service of Nelson Insurance Agency. When your insurance counts, and when doesn't it, they are the place to go. The pitch is popped up. Catcher not going to make it. It's over the grandstand and onto the bleachers. 1-2 the count. Silk Field is where we're at. Boy, they've really built this up beautifully here in Randolph. I remember when there wasn't much here. Just a couple of dirt fields. Got nice fencing out here now. Beautiful scoreboard as she half-heartedly swings and fouls it off 1-2 to Pagel. Two very good teams going toe-to-toe here. Both of them coming into today with 3 losses. La Crescent lost their 4th game of the year earlier when they lost 7-0 to Randolph. And the pitch, swing and a miss. And Pagel is the 3rd strikeout victim in a row by the La Crescent pitcher.
Left fielder, Rihanna Gomes.
Leanna Gomes steps in. She is the left fielder. Wears number 42, a right-handed hitter. And the pitch is fouled off, 0-1. Must be a story behind the 42. You don't see that number that often. Maybe it's her grandma's birth year or something, or grandpa, who knows. She steps back in pretty much straight away in the box. In the righty's pitch. Swing and a miss. She went after the high cheese, and if I see that and I'm pitching, I'm going to throw her more high cheese. 0-2 the count. She's looking for her 4th straight strikeout here. The pitch. Swings and just gets a piece of it to foul it off. Still 0-2. Yeah, it's interesting here. The pitcher, I'm assuming that those... the number signals that she's doing to her catcher, she's telling the catcher what she's going to throw here. Which is kind of interesting because, you know, batter can see it. And eventually you could pick up on it, you would think. 1-2 the count. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. 1-2 to the right-handed hitting Gomes in the pitch. Swings and fouls it off again. A good at bat going here. Trying to get her 4th straight strikeout is Marilla. Maddie is her first name. She fidgets with that ball on the pitch. Missed her. 4 straight strikeouts for the Crescent pitcher. Will bring up the number 8 batter.
Designated players. Sophia Nierson.
Sophia Nierson is the next batter, the designated player, which is like a DH, only they got to have their own special name for it. And fast pitch is a strike, 0-1. There's the righty's next pitch. Is low. It's 1-1. Game started with a walk. Ritz had a single. That's the only hit for Cannon Falls so far. 4 straight have been fanned. Hitters 4-7. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, she changes speeds well, too. And keeping them off balance. That's what good pitching does. Nierson is hitting for the second baseman, Chloe Schoquist. For all intents and purposes, swing and a miss, and a mow him down inning. Up and down in order, all strikeouts for La Crescent. 5 straight have been retired via the strikeout by Marilla, and she's in an absolute groove. No runs, no hits, there were no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the 3rd, it'll be the top of the order. For the La Crescent Lancers, no score on the Northland Safety Solutions scoreboard. Exactly what it says. The name says for the business, they deal with safety solutions throughout the Northland.
Join Vesa Spring Garden Mutual Insurance Company and Farm Mutual Insurance in supporting area students as they work toward a successful future. They are learning the value of hard work and the benefits of teamwork. Now that's something we can appreciate, a policy of working together. The staff at Vasa Spring Garden Mutual Insurance Company are proud to support the local students and hopes to see many of you in the stands in the upcoming seasons. Go Bombers!
Well, it's, as always, a fast-moving game. We're already in the top of the third. It'll be the top of the order. Lexi Kiesel, the right fielder, will lead things off here in this inning. She had a single her first time up and was caught trying to get to second base when the ball got a little ways away from Mengi, the catcher. And, man, she threw an absolute bullet to second and got her out by probably a couple feet. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Templin has just thrown her 30th pitch. 17 of them have been strikes. Pitch counts the service of the Nelson Insurance Agency in downtown Cannon Falls. They're smack dab in the middle of the community, and the pitch is hammered. Straightaway center field. It's going to roll all the way to the fence. She's got extra bases. She'll coast into second with a stand-up double. She absolutely tattooed that ball. My, oh, my. So Nadia Woodard steps in, the center fielder, and don't be surprised if you hear bunt here. That's how this game is played, and this is a center fielder who usually has pretty good wheels. Right-handed batter. As Templin fidgets with that ball, she will rock back and deliver. Square into bunt. It's a miss. She brought the bat back. It's 1-0. After seeing the arm of Mengi, I guarantee you they're going to be careful. Here's the punt. It's beautifully executed. Going down to third is Kiesel. The bunt is executed. Templin never even looked at third base. Knew she probably would not have a play there. Allie Knutson is up. Allie, the left fielder.
Left fielder, Allie
Knutson. Where's number 10? Had a comebacker in the first inning. Pago could use that. There's a bunt. Third base. Oh, my. She throws to first. She could have got her at home. She would have been dead to rights at home, but she chose to go to first base, and the run scores to make it 1-0 La Crescent. Wow. Yeah, she's retired. But gets a ribby on that, on the bunt. And Marilla steps in. And the way this pitcher is pitching, I think I would have gone home too. And it's not like you've been ripping the ball all over the place. It's 1-0 La Crescent. Marilla, the pitcher, steps in. Flew out to right field her first time up. Pitch is in there for a strike. 1-1. I mean, that runner from third was dead to rights if she just, you know, were to look back even. And the pitch is outside. If she's not coming, you still have enough time to throw to first base. But she elected to go to first right from the outset. And who knows, the coaches might have held that out to begin. They're right below me here. I didn't hear anybody hollering. 3-1 the count. Two down. Run in here. La Crescent leads 1-0. And a swing half-heartedly, and it's 3-2 to Marilla. That was a good changeup there by Templin. Grips that ball on the pitch. It's hit right back to where the second baseman's going to grab it and throw her out at first base, and that'll be the inning. So interesting. The La Crescent Lancers do score a run. They do so on one hit. That's what small ball does for you. A couple of bunts. Nobody left on base. No errors. We go to the bottom of the third, and the Bombers find themselves down by a 1-0 score. It'll be 9-1-2 in the order for the Cannon Falls Bombers. On the Northland Safety Solutions scoreboard, we finally got a score. There's one number up there for La Crescent, which is the guest on the scoreboard here. And there's a goose egg on the Cannon Falls home side.
When it comes to working at heights, safety should always come first. That's where Northland Safety Solutions comes in. Northland Safety Solutions is a design-build firm specializing in engineered fall protection systems. Based in Cannon Falls since 2015, they service businesses in Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Iowa, Indiana, and Illinois. They look forward to working with you to address your particular fall protection exposures. Learn more at northlandsafety.com. Northland Safety Solutions wishes good luck to the Bombers.
Well, they might need some of that today. They're down 1-0 here as we're going to the bottom of the third. It'll be the top of the order. Or it should be the bottom and then the top, 9-1-2. Marilla is in an absolute zone. She struck out 5 in a row, and all of them have been swinging.
Leading off for the Bombers, the right fielder, Claire Myers.
So Claire Myers will lead things off here for Cannon Falls, try and get them going on the right foot, so to speak. Myers on the season is hitting .214. Where's number 14? Right-handed hitter. Marilla with her 5 straight strikeouts, wheels and deals. Swing and a miss, 0-1. 0-1 the count to the right-handed hitting right fielder. Myers up in the box. And the righty's pitch. Pops it up and over the announcer stand. It's 0-2. 0-2 the count. She'll step back in that batter's box. Does a little digging with the feet in the dirt. And the righty's pitch is trying to get her to chase. She wouldn't do it. It's 1-2. Marilla wears number 20 on her uniform. Gets back up on that rubber here in the pitching circle at Silk Field in Randolph. Pops it up. And is it going to be caught? No. 1-2. One and two is the count. It's interesting. They built this announcer stand right on top of the home dugout, the third base dugout. And the pitch rolls all the way to the backstop. 2-2. 2-2 the count to Claire Myers, trying to get that first runner on so they can manufacture a run at minimum and tie this game. It's 1-0 La Crescent. As the righty's pitch, that's hit very well, back, and the center fielder makes the catch. So one down, that'll bring up Maya Menge. She is the catcher who started the game with a walk. It was a 5-pitch walk. Menge, a right-handed hitter, would step in there. First pitch from Marilla is called a strike. Boy, that looked like a high strike. 0-1 the count. I wouldn't have swung at it either. As she fidgets with that ball and delivers, that one's way outside, and it's 1-1. 1-1 the count. Marilla gets back on that rubber. Fidgets with that ball in her glove, and the pitch is a high fly ball. It's going to be in foul territory. And it's 1-2. Not going to be any win-aided balls here today. If you hit one out, you earned it. As the righty steadies herself on the rubber, rocks back and delivers. It's a roller in the dirt, and we had a full, and we got a 2-2 count. 2-2. One down, we're in the third inning. 6 straight have been retired by Marilla. 5 by strikeout. And the pitch pops it up. That'll be a lazy fly ball that the second baseman will catch. Two down, and Josie Schoquist, the third baseman, comes in. Flew out to left fielder first time up.
Third baseman. Josie.
She's a left-handed hitter. So she went, swung a little late opposite field, and it was a lazy fly ball. Need level swings here. They're popping up a lot of stuff for the Bombers in the pitch. Swing and a miss, 0-1. 0-1 to Josie Schoquist. As I told you earlier, hitting .367 coming into today, a .426 on base percentage. Pitch is outside. It's 1-1. Schoquist has 18 total hits. And the pitch. That's hit fairly well, but the right fielder is going to come in and make a nice catch. That was a very nice catch by the right fielder. That was dying as it was out there in right field. She got a big old hug from her second baseman. That was a really nice catch to end the third inning. No hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base. We played three complete. La Crescent has a 1-0 lead on the Cannon Falls Bombers. Northland Safety Solutions scoreboard says 1-0 in favor of the Lancers. We go to the top of the fourth. La Crescent will bring hitters 5, 6, and 7 to the plate to face Emma Templin when we return.
Join Vasa Spring Garden Mutual Insurance Company and Farm Mutual Insurance in supporting area students as they work toward a successful future. They are learning the value of hard work and the benefits of teamwork. Now that's something we can appreciate, a policy of working together. The staff at Vasa Spring Garden Mutual Insurance Company are proud to support the local students and hopes to see many of you in the stands in the upcoming seasons. Go Bombers!
Well, we go to the top of the fourth inning. Pagel is throwing 40 pitches even. 23 of them have been strikes. She has one strikeout. That was looking. She has walked one batter, has hit a batter. And given up a couple of hits. First pitch is inside, misses to Abby Ernster, the DP, hitting for the catcher, Josie Winker. 1-0 the count. Pagel's pitch. That was a changeup, I think, and it's hit right to the right fielder. Made a little basket catch out of it. Secured it nevertheless, and that'll bring up Malia Moldenauer.
First baseman.
She wears number 4 in it on her uniform, a left-handed hitter. This is the number 6 hitter in the batting order, and the righty's pitch is inside 1-0. Pagel adjusts the sleeve on her glove hand, and a pitch in the dirt makes it 2-0. In the count to the left-handed hitting designated player. The pitch right down Broadway for strike one. 2-1. Pagel again with a 23 innings coming into today. There's a one hopper to second base. I'm assuming that their top pitcher then, or I should say Templin, in 23 innings. Pagel will probably go up against Randolph in the next game, one would guess. They wanted to have all her energy for that game. And the pitch is chop foul. 0-1 the count. Great game here, I was told last night, between Caledonia and Randolph. Where Carter Raymond got her 1,000th strikeout. And the pitch. That's a lot of strikeouts in high school ball, 0-2. A lot of strikeouts in any ball. I mean, if you're not playing in the majors. 0-2 the count. And even the majors, I would think it would be a pretty good milestone. As the righty's pitch, she swings at a high pitch, and I mean hammers it, scalds it, but it is foul. 0-2, everybody in the dugout for La Crescent ducked, even though they had fencing in front of them. That's where it banged off of. They had a 1,000 strikeouts sign on the fence right next to La Crescent bench. Pitches inside, almost clipped her. 1-2 the count. I like the way she's throwing right now, though. Outside, inside, up, down, and the pitch is the chopper. Third baseman Schoquist will throw her on the run out. And a 1-2-3, top of the fourth. No runs, no hits, there were no errors, and not a single soul on the base paths. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It'll be 3-4-5. The Bombers trying to get their bats going. Down by a 1-0 score on the Northland Safety Solutions scoreboard.
Are you prepared for your retirement journey? My name is Keith Myers, and I help people retire with confidence. Retirement planning is more than just about saving money. It's about taking the right steps to ensure a smooth and stress-free transition. And we're here to help guide you every step of the way. After over 2 decades of helping people retire, I've developed a retirement countdown checklist, and I'll share it with you at no cost if you visit us at www.keithmyers.com. We look forward to helping you retire with confidence. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Very efficient, Marilla's been so far. She had a couple of base runners in the first inning, but not has seen no base runners since then. Pitches coming into this bottom of the fourth. 30 of the 45 have been strikes. As you will see, the heart of the order here, 3, 4, and 5 for Cannon Falls. We'll see if Cannon Falls makes the adjustment here.
Leading off for Cannon Falls.
Key and fast pitch, like baseball, is making adjustments at the plate. They've had an at-bat against this pitcher. They've seen her. Be the second at-bat by Ritz against her, and she had a single her first time up. The pitch is outside, 1-0. Ritz is the only Bomber to get a hit so far off Marilla. Has a pink shoelace in her right shoe as she delivers. That ball's hammered. It's going to be over the... Oh, she made a great catch in left field. I thought it was going to be over her head. Great catch in left field. That was a line drive. Those are not easy. Fantastic catch by Allie Knutson. Give her a gold glove. Get some gold spray paint. Avery Rustad steps in. My, oh, my. Get her a gold glove. That was outstanding. As the righty's pitch is hammered. They're going to left field again, this one. She goes back on and makes another nice catch. Don't hit it to left field. Cannon Falls. So two outstanding catches by the left fielder, Knutson. She's got my vote for a gold glove. She's wearing a shoulder harness on that right shoulder, too, and is flexing the shoulder. As Emma Templin steps in with two down on 3 pitches. And the pitch. He is up high, 1-0. Templin struck out the first time out, swinging against Marilla. Takes a practice hack and steps back in with a count 1-0. Bombers are down 1-0. We're in the fourth. These are 7-inning games, and the pitch is popped up. Catcher rips off her mask and will not have a play. There's not a ton of room behind home plate here. 1-1. It has to be popped pretty much straight up in order for the catcher to have a chance. At Silk Field. He's very up in the box, almost out of the box with that front foot. Pitch is outside. 2-1. I saw an umpire call that earlier this week. It's rarely called anymore out of the box. And I always said, why do you put a box in there if they let them go out of it? The pitch is high, and she's in danger of walking. Templin. Templin's a good athlete. Love to get her on base if you're the Bombers. The Crescent has a 1-0 lead. They played small ball to get it. And the pitch pops it up, rips off the mask. Like I said, you got to go pretty much straight up in the air to get one behind home plate and caught. Catcher Winker gets her hockey helmet type mask back on. And the pitch rolls and she walked her. A 2-out walk. That's the second walk, and we'll bring up Allie Pagel. No, this is not Allie Pagel.
Now batting. Number 18, Annabelle Robinson.
This is Annabelle Robinson. Well, Pagel didn't get hurt or something. That is the pitch. Is a strike called on the outside corner, 0-1. Maybe they're just trying to get her rested up for the Randolph game. 0-1 the count. Robinson checks that wristband after the coaches give the signs and the pitch. Ooh, my. She was out of the box. She's going to be thrown out at second by 2 feet. So the batter was called out of the box before the throwdown, and she was clearly out of the box by maybe even 2 feet. And you can't be out of the box. There's a reason that the box is there, and I'm glad to see them calling that these days, because for a long time they were getting away with it all the time. I mean, all the time. And there obviously had to be some coaches go, okay, why do we put a batter's box in there if they're allowed to be out of the box? So called out of the box is Robinson, who was called on to try and bunt Templin down to second base. Templin was laid dead to rights because she missed the bunt, and, well, she was called out of the box anyway. So they didn't have any hits. There were no runs. And technically one runner was left on base because the out was recorded before the throwdown. We go to the top of the fifth inning after four complete. On the Northland Safety Solutions Cannon Falls scoreboard, it's 1-0 La Crescent. It'll be 8-9-1 for the Lancers. Boy, is this game
in business, long. Time is money. Grinnell Mutual and Basis Spring Garden Mutual Business Insurance is designed to get you back in business as soon as possible after a loss. Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company and Basis Spring Garden Mutual offers many specialized coverage sure to fit your unique insurance needs. Call to review your coverages and get a competitive quote. Call Mark Schulquist or Tanner Carlson at the Nelson Insurance Agency today in Cannon Falls, 507-263-3812.
Well, stepping in is Leland, or what was that again? Island Johnson. And the first pitch is a ball, 1-0. Six strikes last inning. And only 3 balls, 9 pitches, 49 coming into the fifth. That's darn near perfect. It's now 1-1 to Johnson. Johnson walked in the second inning. And the pitch swings at a changeup and misses, and it's 1-2. Templin's got a nice changeup. That arm motion is about perfect, where it looks like it's going to be whipped in there, and it she chokes it off, and catcher Mangie freezes that pitch, and it's called a ball, 2-2. She let it stay there for a while for the umpire to get a good look at it. That ball's a face hit to right field. So La Crescent gets a base hit to right field. That is their fourth hit. We'll bring up Ella Gates, the number 9 hitter. They're going to try and add. They got the leadoff person on. We're going to see some small ball now. Trying to add to that 1-0 lead. Third baseman charging. There's the bunt, and it's down the first. Oh, she should have let it go. It would have been a foul ball, but she didn't. Picks it up, and going down to second base is going to be Johnson. So the execution is made on the bunt. That ball was rolling foul. She lets it go. It's a foul ball. And stepping in is going to be Lexi Kiesel. Kiesel doubled her last time up and singled in the first inning, so she can hit the ball, obviously. I might have given her a pass here. There's a strike. 0-1 the count. I'm doubting this girl's going to bunt. Very up of the box. She's the leadoff hitter on this team. And she hits it again. Second baseman, a nice job anticipating that. Throws her out at first. But it's a productive out. The runner gets moved over to third because she hit the ball to the right side of the infield. Two down. That'll bring up Nadia Woodard. Woodard is 0 for 1. 2. She had a sacrifice bunter last time up, if I read my writing right. Grounded out in the first inning. Two down here in the fifth inning. Pitches inside 1-0. If a ball gets by Mangy, there, like I said before, is not a ton of room behind home plate. Johnson at third base. That ball's hit towards short. Shortstop stays down on it nicely and throws her out. So they get the leadoff person on a single, but they're stranded at third base. There were no errors. There were no runs. And there was one hit. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning of this seven-inning affair here on KDHL-AM, Faribault, Minnesota, Town Square Media Station. It'll be hitters 7, 8, 9 in the order for the Cannon Falls Bombers, who have had their bats silenced in this one. They have had, in this game, just one hit so far. They've only had three total base runners. Northland Safety Solutions scoreboard says 1-0 La Crescent.
As a business owner, you understand the importance of protecting your reputation, workplace, employees, and financial assets. Our team is ready to help yours by creating a custom lineup of industry-specific coverages and risk management service to help you stay at the top of your game. Contact your local Federated representative for more information today. Federated Insurance. It's our business to protect yours. Rated A-plus superior by AM Best Company.
Nelson Insurance Agency brings you our pitch counts, and through four innings, Merlitt's throwing 55 pitches, 35 of them strikes. As Allie Pagel will step in. Huh. I thought, what's her name, came into bat for Pagel last inning. Robinson. So, the righty's pitch is in the dirt, 1-0. Pagel wears number 12 on her uniform. The pitch is outside. It's 2-0. Is the count to Allie Pagel. That wasn't a particularly long half inning, so Marilla all of a sudden has lost her zone. She had struck out 5 in a row. First through second, has not had a strikeout since then. Watching all the way on that one was Pagel, and it's 3-1. 3-1 to Allie Pagel, very up in the box, right-handed hitter against the righty Marilla, who rocks and delivers. That ball's hammered, and it's off the glove of the left fielder. She's made two outstanding catches. And the umpire's telling her she's got to stay at second base. on that play. Why? Why does she have to stay at second base? It was out of play? What's out of play over there? I couldn't see the. I mean, it's. You should be able to skedaddle the third, but that is out of play, they said, so. Leanna Gomes is up. At second base with the double, then, is Pagel. As Gomes steps in. And the pitch. Bunts it foul. 0-1. Well, you got your tying run in scoring position here. The Bombers have got to score here. Gomes struck out swinging her first time up. Pagel struck out swinging her first time up and smoked a double. So they're making nice adjustments at the plate here. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. 0-2 to Gomes. Lanky young lady steps back in the batter's box. Right-handed hitter. Very straight away in the box. Marilla could use a strikeout and gets it. She watched it go right down Broadway. Strikeout number 6, first one looking. And that'll bring up Sophia Nierison, the designated player. Where's number 21 on the back of that uniform? Very up in the box. The pitch. Inside, ball 1-0. Well, I frankly thought Gomes would be bunting on that last at-bat, so I'm all perplexed. Get that runner over to third, and then doesn't take much to get her home. As the pitch popped up, that's not going to advance her either. It's going to be a catch by the pitcher just outside the pitching circle, and in danger of having a leadoff double and not scoring are the Bombers. And stepping in will be Claire Myers, the right fielder. Myers hit a fly ball to center first time up. A level swing, and it would have been a base hit, the pitch. There's another pop-up, but it's going to be out of play. 0-1 the count. Yeah, they've been flying. There's a lot of flyouts in this game. There was a flyout in the first inning. And, of course, they had all those strikeouts. But then there's been a pop-up and a flyout and a flyout and a flyout. So quite the fly ball picture is Marula. Need to maybe wait on it a little bit more. And the pitch. That's a level swing, but a fly ball. And it's 0-2. 0-2 to Claire Myers on the elevated pitch. She doesn't throw a lot down in the zone. She's a fly ball pitcher for sure in the pitch. It's just kept alive with a foul ball. Bombers in need of a timely hit here. They got two down, runner at second, and they're running out of outs. We're in the fifth inning. It's 1-0 La Crescent. And again, she's signing to the catcher what she's going to throw here. The pitch. Wasted one. It's 1-2. 1-2 the count. Here comes the next offering. She doesn't sign before every pitch. Swings and just gets a piece of it. Still 1-2. Another good at-bat by Myers. She had a great at-bat last time up. 7-pitch at-bat before flying out. She's the number 9 hitter in the order, but many coaches, I know when I coached a fast pitch back in the day, I like my number 9 hitter to be a good hitter as well. Well, you want them all to be good, but you know what I'm saying. 2-2 the count. I'd have a leadoff type hitter at the bottom of the hour at the order as the top of the order as well. Because the pitcher sometimes relaxes that 9 hitter and thinks they can get away with it, and that's going to be a pop-up out of play, and that great at-bat continues. This will be the 8th pitcher this at-bat. Myers hanging right in there. Marilla had 5 straight strikeouts first through second inning. She had one in with one out in this inning. She's got 6 in the game. And the delivery. swings and misses, gets her seventh strikeout. It was still a good at-bat there by Myers. Oh, man, a lot of pitchers were throwing. As we have played five complete, it's 1-0 La Crescent on the Northland Safety Solutions scoreboard. The Bombers in the fifth get a double to start the inning. The ball ended up going out of play. Otherwise, she probably would have been at third. And that's the only hit they got. They have just two hits in this game. There were no runs, and that one was left in scoring position. They have left three runners in scoring position at the Bombers in this game. We go to the top of the sixth. It'll be 3, 4, and 5 in the order for the La Crescent Lancers. And they are sitting here with a... one nothing lead. Allie Knutson has made two outstanding catches in left field. He's going to lead off the sixth. She had an RBI on a bunt in the third inning. That's been the only run of this game.
Left fielder, Allie Knutson.
Knutson will step in after taking a couple of practice hacks. Right-handed hitter against the righty Templin in the pitch. He is outside 1-0. Templin's next pitch. Swing and a miss, 1-1. She threw only 9 pitches last inning. Got a high pitch to make it 2-1. You don't want to put that leadoff person on because they've shown they can play small ball in the pitch. That was a changeup that she rips over the street, and it's 2-2. A one hopper, the shortstop, Pagel charges and throws her out. Pitch counts, the service of Nelson Insurance Agency, Cannon Falls.
Marilla.
Smack dab in the middle of Cannon Falls. Marilla, the pitcher, steps in, and the first pitch is a strike, 0-1. She was darn near out of the box in that one. She's doing a nice job of getting rid of the lines with her feet. She's out of the box, man. Out of the box. There's a foul ball, 0-2. Well, he called it earlier on the bunt attempt. You're going to step back in, and I mean she is nearly out as she's standing in the box. But then when she strides forward, she definitely goes out. Here's the pitch. She's out of the box. There's a ball, 1-2. 1-2, the count to Marilla with one down here in the sixth inning. Templin's pitch falls it off. She shortened her swing that time, 1-2. He choked up a little bit, shortened the swing. As the right-hander's next pitch, just missed the corner. Man, that didn't miss by much. 2-2 the count to Marilla. Fifty-eight pitches coming into this inning by Templin. There's a Showquist hopper, throws her out at first base. So a nice job there at third base by Josie Showquist, rifling it over to Avery Rustad. Two down. That'll bring up Abby Ernster, the DP. Wears number 7 on her uniform. She struck out looking her first time up, flew out to right in the second, her second time up. Pitches outside for a ball. That is the only strikeout victim for Templin today. They've never been able to put together more than one hit in an inning, though. She misses, and it's 2-0. Two down here in the top of the sixth. Down to the last six outs of the Bombers. Another changeup, fouled it off. 2-1, she's got a good one. And the key on that changeup is the arm speed. She's got to look like she's going to throw a fastball. And the pitch. There's a one hopper that Shoquist showing off her fielding prowess. It's her second assist of the inning. Up and down in order go the La Crescent Lancers here in the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It'll be the top of the order for the Bombers. Can they put something together? They're down 1-0 on the Northland Safety Solutions scoreboard. Just what the name says. They deal with safety solutions for people throughout the Northland.
Exciting changes are coming to First United Bank. Same faces, bigger opportunities, and with the same commitment to our community. First United Bank and Community Resource Bank are merging to offer you more locations, more services, and an expanded range of financial tools to help you grow. All with the same trusted partners you've come to expect. Building stronger communities. Community Resource Bank. Let's bank together. Member FDIC.
71 pitches through five innings for Marilla. 46 of them have been strikes. She has struck out seven batters. And in a number of those strikeouts, they haven't been like of the 1-2-3 variety. We had a new pitcher in here now, a lefty. A lefty's coming in for the Lancers. Try and get the save. Moldenauer, who was at first base, is now pitching, the lefty.
Now pitching for the Lancers.
So Moldenauer goes in to pitch.
Malaya Moldenauer.
That's interesting. We'll see if Cannon Falls are probably happy Marilla's out, as Mingy will lead things off. I did not, like I say, see the first game. I was told here by the PA that they threw two pitchers last game. Well, this must be their game plan. So Mengi steps in to try and lead things off for Cannon Falls, get that lead runner on. They got the lead runner on at second last inning and couldn't score. But that was against Marilla. As the lefty's pitch is a low ball, 1-0. So Marilla finishes with 71 pitches, 46 of them strikes, 7 strikeouts, and she had 2 walks. And only gave up 2 hits. Ooh, hits her right in the noggin. I mean, that was a hit in the noggin, right on the helmet. So they got the lead person on, and now Shoquist will show off her bunting prowess, I guess.
Third baseman.
The Bombers at minimum want to tie this game here in the sixth. Coach Templin in that third base coaching box. Shoquist in the first base coaching box. Shoquist, a left-handed batter in the pitch. Squares the bunt, brings the bat back. It's called a strike, and she's going to get a stolen base. A flat-out steal from Engie. She just took off. I mean, took off. So you got that runner in scoring position again, and I'd still put a bunt down here if I'm Cannon Falls. As the lefty fidgets with the ball on her hip and delivers. Ooh, she missed the bunt. 0-2. She might have been out of the box there, too. Tried to run up and do the slap hit. It was more of a slap hit than a bunt. So they weren't able to execute that. Let's see if she can come through with a two-strike hit. as the lefty rocks back and delivers. Kept alive with a foul ball. 0-2. Mengi at second base. Nobody out here in the sixth. 1-0 La Crescent leads on the Northland Safety Solutions scoreboard. The pitch is going to get away from the catcher. She's going to go to third. So a wild pitch puts her at third. It's 1-2. She's flexing there at third base. Bengi did the old flex, showing the biceps to her teammates. On that stolen base, I'm guessing. And the pitch is fouled off. So Schoquist has a good at-bat going here. Josie will step back in. She just wants to deliver any kind of a base hit here. Setting up on the outside corners, the catcher. She'll foul it off. 1-2. This will be the seventh pitch of this at-bat with a runner at third and nobody out here in the sixth inning. Bombers down by a 1-0 score on the Northland Safety Solutions scoreboard. As the lefty rocks back and delivers, changeup misses. It's 2-2. The eighth pitch coming to the at-bat. The umpire dusts off home plate. Stepping back in is Josie Schoquist, the third baseman for the Bombers. The lefty's next pitch is a changeup that missed. And we got a full count. Boy, that looked like a pretty good pitch from up here. It's 3-2. Obviously, I'm not in the batter's box. A little depth perception difference. So here we go. Full count. Runner at third. Nobody out. Molnauer knows she needs to throw a strike here. And the pitch is inside. She walked her. So a walk puts runners at the corners with nobody out, and Anna Ritz comes up. Ritz hit a single her first time up. She hit a liner that was an outstanding catch by the left fielder. I mean, it looked like it was going to be over her head, and she made an incredible catch. She smacks line like that. Can she do it twice in a row? The pitch squares to bunt, brings the bat back. It's called a strike going down to second. They have the cutoff play on, and they got the go-ahead, possible winning run now at second base. They have a called strike there on the pullback of the bat on the bunt. And do you walk her and put a force at any base? That's what I might do. Here in the sixth, and the pitch hums it in there for a strike, so they're not going to do that. 0-2, the count to Ritz. She's the third batter in the order. Typically, you put a good hitter there. She's very up in the box. I mean, her left foot is nearly right on the box line. And the pitch swings and just gets a piece of it. Still 0-2. Her single was to left center in the first inning. She is another one of those. They may have two runs. Moldenauer's pitch. Oh, my. He called it a strike. Ritz watched it go by, and it looked like it was outside. That's the first strikeout for Moldenauer. So Avery Rustad stiffs in. Rustad's 0-2. Strikeout and a fly out. Fly ball would more than likely score if it's deep enough. Pitches a ball, 1-0, to Rustad. Mengi is showing pretty good wheels with that stolen base. She's at third base. At second base is Schoquist, and she's a good athlete too. The lefty's next delivery. is hammered, and it's a base hit. One run scores. Coach Templin, he's to center home. Here comes the cutoff, a throw to the plate. She's going to be out at the plate. That took a perfect relay. Gorgeous throw. I mean, she rifled that. She wasn't too far from the third baseman, so she could get a lot of oomph on it. And she was out at the plate, but a run does score to make it a 1-1 game. Showquist gets gunned down trying to score. Let's see, it's 7-5-2 on the putout for the second out. An RBI single for Rustad. And Templin steps in. She can help her own cause here. It took a bang, bang kind of play. That's a high fly ball that should be an out. This left fielder is good. She comes in and makes the catch. It was an easy one for her. Well, the Bombers do tie the game, but they get a runner that would have been possibly the winning run thrown out at home plate here in the bottom of the sixth. It doesn't get much more exciting than this. On the Northland Safety Solutions scoreboard, we've got a 1-1 tie as the Bombers had a hit batter score. That's right, a hit batter scored. There was a walk in the inning. That was Showquist. RBI single by Rustad. And the run scores. It is earned. And one runner left on base. We go to the top of the seventh. These are seven-inning games. 6-7-8 in the order for La Crescent. And right now, we're sitting in a 1-1 tie. Who knows? Maybe we'll go extra in.
As a business owner, you understand the importance of protecting your reputation, workplace, employees, and financial assets. Our team is ready to help yours by creating a custom lineup of industry-specific coverages and risk management service to help you stay at the top of your game. Contact your local Federated representative for more information today. Federated Insurance. It's our business to protect yours. Rated A-plus superior by AM Best Company.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Top of the seventh. 6-7-8 in the order. Templin still in the pitching circle. Throws a strike. First delivery here of the seventh against Moldenauer, who's now pitching. And that means their starter is swing. Not going to get a win. 0-2 the count. Pitches coming into this inning for Templin in the pitch. Pitch counts the service of Nelson Insurance. When your insurance counts, when doesn't it? Nelson Insurance is the place to go. And strike three is called. That is just the second strikeout for Templin, and both of them have been looking. And stepping in is Lydia Kimball. The shortstop, Kimball, was hit by a pitch in the second inning, was stranded at second base. They had the bags juiced and they didn't score. There's a slow roller that takes a bad hop at the end. That was a bad hop. So I'm going to give her a hit on that. It looked like it was going to be a routine catch, and it took a wicked hop at the end. I'd hit a pebble, you know. So at first base on the bad hop is Kimball. That'll bring up Leland Johnson. Johnson walked and singled. Pitches up high 1-0. So they got one out and a runner at first base in a 1-1 tie here in the seventh inning. In the bottom of the seventh, the Bombers have 6-7-8 due up. Swing and a hit right to the first baseman. She couldn't make the catch. And she's going to be safe at first base. She dove forward to try and catch it, was not able to make the catch. So runners at first and second. I don't know if they'll officially rule that an error. That would have been a tough catch. He might have turned her ankle on the play, too. The first baseman for the Cannon Falls Bombers is Avery Rustad. Rustad's limping out there. So runners at first and second. And we're going to have Pagel come into pitch here. Try and hammer down the La Crescent Lancers. So I can give you Pagel's pitching statistics.
Now pitching for the Bombers. Allie Pagel.
115 strikeouts and 31 of them looking. She's walked 17.
Second baseman, Ella Gates.
Has given up 29 runs and 19 of them earned in 53 hits allowed in 71 and two-thirds innings. Pitch gets away and the runners advance to second and third, and now they're a pitch away from taking the lead here in the seventh. 1-0 the count to Ella Gates. Meyer playbook's wide open here, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. I thought they might lay down a bunt here. He goes through the old-fashioned signs. One down in the seventh. Trying to hammer it down here is Pagel. And the pitch squares to bunt. It's in the air. And Joe Schoquist came in and charged over and the ball. And it's 0-2. Man, that ball, she would have had it, but she overran it a little bit. Charging a little too hard that time. So 1-2, the count now to Gates. That would have been an awesome second out if Bombers could have gotten it. And we'll do it all over again. And with two strikes, I doubt she's going to be bunting here. And the pitch. She swings away. Second baseman makes a nice running catch for the second out. Good job there by the second baseman.
Now batting, Lexi Kisho.
For the Bombers. I didn't write her in my lineup. Lexi Kisol steps in. That's what happens when you hit lineups literally seconds before you hit the air. 1-0 the count. I'll look on the lineup card here. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Obviously, Pagel's a strikeout pitcher. That's why Adam Templin brought her in here. The second baseman is Chloe Schoquist. For Cannon Falls. And the pitch. Uh-oh. It's going to go to the backstop. They're going to score. A head first slide, and it's 2-1. She scores on the wild pitch. 2-1 the count to Kisol. A strikeout started the inning, followed by a single. And then the little number off the bat that the first baseman dove for couldn't get to as the ball's fouled away. I marked it as a single in my book. Hagel came in and got the pop-up and the pitch. It's a high fly ball. This should get them out of the inning. Right fielder makes the catch. Well, they got to score one to keep the game going. If they score more than one, the Bombers will walk off this game. We go to the bottom of the seventh. It'll be hitters 6, 7, 8 in the order on the Northland Safety Solutions Cannon Falls scoreboard. It's La Crescent 2, Cannon Falls. One.
Exciting changes are coming to First United Bank. Same faces, bigger opportunities, and with the same commitment to our community. First United Bank and Community Resource Bank are merging to offer you more locations, more services, and an expanded range of financial tools to help you grow. All with the same trusted partners you've come to expect. Building stronger communities. Community Resource Bank. Let's bank together. Member FDIC.
There we go, bottom of the seventh. And leading off will be Allie Pagel. Pagel smoked a double her last time up. She has not seen the lefty yet. The double came off the starting pitcher. So Pagel steps in with that white bat. Very up in the box. The lefty Moldenhauer, last inning, had a little trouble. Pitch is inside, 1-0. She hit the first batter and then walked the second batter. An RBI single by Rustad. But they had a runner throwing out at the plate, did the Bombers. The pitch. Strike called at the knees, 1-1. This pitcher throws him lower than the first pitcher did. As the lefty, want to get that leadoff person on so you can try and manufacture a run. She just got a piece of it. It's 1-2. One strikeout. It was looking for Moldenhauer. The first pitcher is not in the game right now for La Crescent. And the pitch, it rolls like a bowling ball, and it's 2-2. Well, it rolled much faster than the bowling ball, but 2-2. On deck is Gomes, who's 0-2 with a strikeout swinging and a strikeout looking. She's glad to see the first pitcher out and the delivery. Base hit to left field. The Bombers get the lead person on, which is what you have to have in this situation. And that'll bring up Gomes.
Brianna Gomes.
Again, Gomes is 0-2, has not seen the lefty yet. She came on last inning. He barks out 1793. She looks at her wristband that sees what 1793 means. With a runner at first in the pitch, it's a bunt. Back to the pitcher. She throws to first base. I thought it was going to be high at first, but it was not. And so the sacrifice is executed, 1-3. She never even looked at second base. That'll bring up Nierison.
Disney player, Sophia Nierison.
She's the designated player. A right-handed hitter. And the lefty's pitch. She just got a piece of it, 0-1. She's 0-2 with a pop-out to the pitcher and a strikeout. So the tying run is in scoring position here with one out in the seventh. But we're at the bottom of the order here for the Bombers. There's Moldenhauer. Fidgets with that ball on her hip. The lefty. Leans back, delivers, swing, and a miss, 0-2. The count. Nierson's very up in the box. And the next offering. She gets a piece of it. It's going to be a base hit up the middle. Second run's going to score. We got a tie game. And a chance for a walk-off win for the Bombers. Nearison delivers with a two-strike single. And that'll bring up Claire Myers. Myers struck out swinging her last time up, flew out to center her first time up. There's one down. I think he's going to bring a runner in for Nearison. And he is.
Addison Miller in as a pinch runner. Now batting, right fielder, Claire Myers.
Addison Miller is the runner at first base. Addison Miller. Running for Nearison. That's the winning run right there. She hit her. Well, she didn't want to do that. That puts that winning run at second base. So another hit batter. And it'll bring up Maya Mengi. Mengi walked in the first inning.
Maya Mengi.
She was hit by a pitch by Moldenhauer the first time she saw her with a 1-0 count. She scored the first run of this game. And she popped out to second base in the third. She stole second, was wild pitch to third. Scored on the RBI single by Rustad. Bombers trying to walk off here before they take on the number one ranked Randolph Rockets. We're in Randolph on KDHL AM, Faribault, Minnesota. That ball's scalded! And it gets booted by the left fielder. The Bombers are going to win. The Bombers get the walk-off win. That was a solid stroke. I mean, a solid stroke by Mengi. So it's definitely a hit. It's an RBI single. Doesn't get much more exciting than that. As Miller scores the winning run. 3-2 is your final score. Wow. What a game. Doesn't get much better than this. They collected a few hits in the inning, three of them to be precise. They got a single to start by Pagel. Then she was bunted down to second. And then Nearison was walked. Or no, she got a single. She scalded a single to score Pagel. So I didn't write the RBI in here, but she got an RBI. Then Myers was hit by a pitch that put the runner in a scoring position. Runners at first and second, and then Mengi gets the RBI game-winning hit. Scoring the winning run was Miller, who is running for Nearison, the designated player. And they scored two runs, which is exactly what they needed to walk off the La Crescent Lancers in this one. Now 13-3 are the Bombers. They'll take on Randolph next. As this game ended, let's see here, at 1:36. Our first pitch was at 12:04 in this one. Like I said, you don't get much more exciting than that. I don't think that the left fielder would have been able to come up with that ball anyway, even if it hadn't bounced off of her ankle. So let's see here. Officially, two runners were left. So Cannon Falls scores three runs on six hits. They did not have an error in my book. Mine's not official. They left six runners on base. Five of them were in scoring position. As they win it by a 3-2 score, the Lancers had two runs. They had six hits. And they left, let's see here. They left a runner in scoring position in the seventh. One, two, five runners were left. Three of them in scoring position. 3-2 again was your final score. A walk-off win for the Cannon Falls Bombers. The La Crescent Lancers drop to 10-5 now on the season. And again, the Bombers go to 13-3. They will take on the undefeated Randolph Rockets, who defeated La Crescent earlier today by a score of 7-0. That'll be coming your way in just a wee little bit. 2 o'clock is the scheduled start time. And I was told they may start just a wee bit earlier than that.